Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the RightStream Radio Network, rejoicing in the flow of creativity. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at RightStream and hashtag RightStream. Thanks for listening to the RightStream Radio Network.
Again, the Family Power Hour Show. It's a weekly show every Wednesday, 7 to 8 Eastern Time. And let us know that you can call, you can go to our Facebook, Family Power. You can like us. You have all the information. I am your host, Dr. Billy Eisenberg, and my
your co-host, Sheena Benjamin-Wise.
And let us tell you that it's not a talk show. It's not a advice show. It's a talk show. And we're excited to have this show available to discuss Talk of the Week, hot topic in concern the family. And we're talking about divorce, trauma,
custody, pain, relationships, anything that involves the family or where the family will need some empowerment.
Alimony, money, and, of course, the stress and holiday. And, again, you can call us on 347-945-7246, and today it's the last show for the year because next week it's Christmas, and the following week
it's the new year.
And you know what? It was amazing year today. So let's talk about what happened this year.
We're gonna recap 2013.
Yeah. So let's acknowledge that you wanna start.
Sure. You know, we can, you know, most recently we did acknowledge Nelson Mandela's death last week. And then if you kind of went back and remembered those victims of the Philippines typhoon, needing our support, needing, you know, supplies being sent. So, you know, keep them in mind.
And don't forget about the Boston Marathon in April, Boston Marathon.
Right. That case, I think, is still on.
And, of course, it was the government shutdown on September 30th to October 17th. And, you know, we're talking about government. Let's talk again next year for the Obamacare that everybody's going to be enjoying this.
The Samsung Galaxy controversy. iPhone and I think I read somewhere where Samsung actually paid the IBM in nickels, the billions of dollars in nickels. It was really interesting.
I don't know what's better. I like the Samsung bigger. iPhone 5, the sound is better. I mean,
who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Just to see that the people was waiting to debate, you know, all this just to buy the iPhone. All the was like, can you keep the iPhone 5?
Right.
Hysterical.
Right.
And we can talk about Paul Walker. Crazy. He did a stand up to himself. You know, he'd been dead in a car.
Yeah, he was a pretty interesting young man, and I think he made some contributions to the world. And I think that it's unfortunately we have to lose him so early in life.
And I heard that the show that his brothers look very similar like him gonna do it. So I saw the photo picture, they look the same.
Another interesting thing about Paul Walker is this morning someone had purchased his car back in the 2009 series. They're already putting it on top value now. It's a collector, and so now controversy about whether or not that's terrible or it's too early.
He's
a passenger.
Call the person from Glee, overdose. And about Sensation, don't forget Miley Cyrus, with the first Sensation.
The
Royal Baby.
Happy birthday!
And of course, Nelson Mandela. And what important thing happened this year? What happened this year was important in August?
In August, the fabulous Family Power Hour started with a wonderful co-host.
And it was...
Who's the co-host?
Dr. Billy Eisenberg.
And myself, Sheena Benjamin Wise, we launched this wonderful show, and I think it's been so much fun, just enjoying conversations with you and interviewing some fabulous guests over the few months.
We on air almost 4 months. What changed about you see other people? What changed about your office? If this show helps you to build your practice?
Well, I'm still waiting to see what, the long-term effects, but I do know, my staff and the clients have heard it, and others for the firm heard the show, and it's been a great impact.
I think it's amazing because we brought so many topics, Human Society Coalition, and the breast cancer survivors with Elisa Bogart. And
cyberbullying,
right. PFLAG, the gay community.
Right.
So we deal with so many topics that help acknowledge to the community, and you learn about this. And that's why I know every person I'm going to say, oh, you, Dr. Billion, and Attorney Sheena Benjamin Wise from the show, and people want to come to the show. Sheena, when people look for you, how they can reach you? What's the number?
Well, they can reach me at 954-783-9737. Or they can tweet me at SBWiseLaw as a tweet. And then they're always welcome to send emails to my email at SBWiseLawOffice.com. How about you, Zuri? How can they get in touch with you if they find an interesting topic and they think that you're the person who can help them?
I'm the person who can help them because that I don't believe in long-term therapy, and I guarantee they start to see results after the first session. And my phone number is 561-271-7106, and it's drbeisenberg@gmail.com. And I know I'm not tweeting, but I'm going to give my tweet. It's Dr. Billy E, I think so. If you want more information about the show and about Sheena and me, you can go on Facebook, Family Power Hour. You have all the information. And today the topic that's, it's a holiday season. Season people are stressed. People have, people have family coming all over the town, and we open the line. To the people the people are going to talk about how the families, how the holiday season affects the business and the family. Who wants to support local business? So we have a first call.
I think it's important that our small businesses are supported throughout the year. And this time of year could be really difficult because you want to acknowledge your clients, right? And you want to close out the year in the black. And sometimes doing those two things at the same time can be quite difficult. But do you have any comments about that?
No, I think something changed when people are doing the holiday. Everybody just a lot of expectation about what's going to happen. It's going to happen next year, and people just maybe no dust next year. You're going to be but it's a and I think it's always family they need to buy a lot of gifts, how they can handle this, why?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I know the small business person who may be in that situation where they have to purchase for their family and friends. They also have to throw a holiday party. They have to acknowledge their clients. They have to run around and making sure that their vendors are taken care of. The mailman comes in. know, you pull your hair out because you're not sure how this is all going. Have questions or comments you want to share with us, please call at 347-945-7246. If you call and you want to let us know that you have a question, you'll just indicate in the computer and then it will let us know. I think we have our first call. Go ahead.
Good evening, and this is Emily Power.
Do you have a question for us tonight or comment?
Are you there?
Hi.
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 I do.
Yes,
my name
what
is
your name?
My name is Karen Sachs.
Hello, Karen, and good evening to you.
Good evening to you.
Tell us, Karen, how the holiday season help or affect your business and your family?
It affects my business. I happen to be a therapist, a family counselor, and I see how it absolutely is very hard for a lot of people during the holidays, whether they're not with their family or they're going to visit family that they're not thrilled about visiting, or there's a lot of stress getting gifts together. There's financial stress. There's emotional stuff. This happens to be a very, very busy season, and even good stress is stress, but it's a very stressful season for a lot of families.
Kevin, where is your practice?
My practice is in Boca Raton. I have the Center for Individual and Group Counseling. And
what sets you apart from other competition?
Excuse me?
What sets you apart from other competition?
I think what sets us apart is we really try and understand what each person in the family needs, whether it's children of divorce or families who are just having trouble speaking with each other, just communicating, and then helping them through that situation in any way that we can, just to take the stress out and let them understand just that people are mind readers and it doesn't have to be so hard.
Yeah, I know. I know you're in the business for so long, and you're doing a very good job. And I know that you have a mediator in your office. But don't forget us if you need an attorney, a family lawyer. So keep us on mind. What a good tip you can give our audience to.
I also have a question for you when you're done.
What a good tips you can give our listeners that's how to handle the stress in the holiday.
I think how to handle the stress in the holiday is just remember to be kind to each other, no matter which way you're at. I know you have a family law attorney there, and it is so hard for people in situations where they are in the middle of a divorce, for the children and for the families, and just to let the kids know that it's okay. And that they can be civil to each other and be able to enjoy the holidays together. Sending your child off with the other parent and saying, "Don't worry, have a good time. I'm going to be fine." Because many times our children worry about us.
Absolutely right. You have a question.
Good point. Thank you for making that point about children of divorced or divorcing families. My question to you is, sounds like this time of year is more busy for you because people are struggling a little bit with some of these issues about holidays. How do you manage to keep the stress in control for you as a small business owner?
I guess I breathe a lot and do one activity at a time. You know, I take a breath, I go to the next activity, and then but I think what's so important about this time of year is that people buy into what they see on TV, that everybody's happy. And if we just realize that, we can only do the best that we can do.
We will be happy. Can you repeat your number again, please?
My number is 561-544-8889.
Thank you so much. Happy holiday and all the best. And I wish you and the family just happy, and I will see you next year.
You too, and thank you, ladies, so much for doing the show and giving us all this information. It really is so helpful.
Thank you so much, and have fun. Have a very good evening.
Thank you. You know, she brings up a really good point about how families struggle, and then that added divorce element gives it more of a sting for the holiday season.
I know I also asked you this question before. Do you have more divorce cases after the holiday or before the holiday?
Well, I think it's more so after. After, you know, you've gone through all this stuff and then you see, okay, I'm done. Now, I think a lot of people say they're done, but they wait till after because they, you know, because of the children and the family, and you're with in-laws, you're with all these people. You don't want to create that. You kind of wait until later. We have another caller.
Another call, yeah.
So I'm going to... Hi, you're calling into the Family Power Hour.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome.
I'm Carrie Levitan. I'm from Salon Edge.
All right.
Salon Edge. Where is Salon Edge? In London?
It's in Boca Raton.
Where in Boca Raton?
Boca Raton, Florida.
It's the best salon. I'm so sore right now. I listen and can see my hair. It's the best salon in town.
Thank you very much.
Carrie, where are you located?
We are one block east of the Town Center Mall, right off of Glades Road on 19th Street in the Glades Shopping Center.
Okay. All right. And what is your number for the salon?
It's 561-750-8090, and we're a full-service salon.
When you say full-service, what do you mean?
Meaning we do everything. We do haircuts, color, manicures, pedicures, waxing, eyebrow shaping, permanent makeup, facials. That's a full-service salon. We do everything but massages.
All right. So you must be very busy this time of year.
This is our time. This is our busiest time of year is during the holidays. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, we listen. It's a very busy time for you.
A very busy time for us. Everyone wants to get, you know, it's the holidays, they're getting dressed up, they're going to Christmas parties, they're going to Hanukkah parties, and everyone wants to get in at the same time. We're booked like weeks in advance and trying to get everybody in. It's a great time for us. It's our busy season.
Yes, but Carrie, let me ask you a question. You know, I'm going to your salon, but why your salon? What sets you apart for other competition?
Well, not only are our staffs, they're talented, there's no doubt. They're very talented, but what separates us is that we go above and beyond for our clients. I'm all about customer service, and so is my staff. Everyone gets along well. If a client needs to come in at 7 o'clock in the morning, which we have done, or 7:30 for an affair, or they, for whatever reason, we never say no. If they need to stay late, we stay late. We're open 7 days a week. It's all about customer service. When they come into our salon, they feel the energy. They feel how everyone gets along, and everyone is trained from the front desk to the shampoo assistants. They're trained. We don't just put anyone on the floor. We train them not to only shampoo but to massage the clients. And so they get that extra special pampering in every position in the salon.
You're absolutely right. Carrie, tell us something about your holiday, something about how you celebrate your holiday.
How I celebrate my holiday?
I
celebrate my holiday with my this is my second family because I'm here, especially now, like every day. And it makes me feel good when everyone walks out of here happy. No one ever walks out of here unhappy. And so I'm here most of the time, and when I'm not, I celebrate it with my my husband and my son, who are just wonderful, and they understand what business is about. So when I spend most of my time here, especially during the holidays, they get it. They definitely understand.
Well, what a wonderful service you provide, especially during the time when the prior caller said that this is difficult for many people. So if you make sure that people walk out with a smile on their face, what a privilege you've given to the world. So thank you for that.
Thank you so much. And happy
thank
holiday.
You.
And I know you have a party in your salon. So say hi for everybody. And again, Salon Edge and Carrie, happy holiday and all the best, dear.
Thank you, ladies, and happy holidays to you. And it's great what you're doing. I'm going to be listening to you every week.
You better.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Happy
dear.
Holidays. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have a lot of callers today, so I'm going to go right next to the next caller, but we got to take messages after that.
Okay.
Hi, you've called into the Family Power Hour. Welcome.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, you're on Family Power
Hi, Dr. Bailey. Hi, Shana. This is Carrie from Boca.
Hello, Carrie.
Hi.
Hello, Carrie.
You gals sound like you're having a lot of fun, and yes, you do need me. You need me for many reasons, to relax, to just get away from the hustle and bustle. I'm a massage therapist, and it's a great gift to give yourself or someone you love. With driving tension, family stress, money stress, deadline because Christmas is around the corner. We have so many stresses, and it's actually the time to take time out for yourself to de-stress, to get on a table, to relax for an hour, get away from the world, and just to do nothing. It's an amazing gift to do nothing and have somebody else do for you. Hello? 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 Hello?
Carrie, we want to apologize. It was a technical support here, and I'm sorry. The last call was Carrie, Carrie Lynn, a massage therapy. And Carrie, are you there?
Hello?
Carrie, we want to apologize. It was a technical support here. It's my fault. And we stop you when you start to say what you're doing. And let us know, talk about why the holiday season, how the holiday season affects your business.
Well, it affects it in many ways because, you know, you've been talking about stress and people are stressed because of driving conditions, money conditions, memories, who's going to go where for the family? Are you going to go by the mother? Are you going to go by the father? So it affects my business because they are stressed and they want to come to me to de-stress, to relax for an hour and to get their kinks, their headaches gone, their muscle tightness gone. So my business is actually good during the holiday season. And when they start putting up the Christmas tree, they sometimes hurt their back because the tree is too big or too heavy or awkward. So it's a good time for me because people hurt themselves, they're stressed, and also it's a great gift to buy. So people come in for gift certificates.
How people can find you, Carrie? What's the best number to call you?
The best number is in Boca, 561-997-2322.
All right. Can you repeat the number again?
Area code 561-997-2322.
You deserve a gift for help. And Carrie, again, I want to apologize, but happy holidays and thank you so much, dear.
Oh,
thank
I love you.
So yes,
bye-bye.
Thank you for reminding me. Bye-bye.
Bye, Shana.
Hi, this is Lisa Tarvis. I'm a metaphysician, board-certified holistic health practitioner, energy healer, intuitive, and the author of the book, Just Believe. I'm also a host on the Right Stream Network. My radio show is called Just Believe and airs every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Please stop by my website at www.lisatarvis.com. That's LISATARVES. For details on all the services I offer.
Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network, tune in to host Daria Ann for Right Stream Tuesday. Daria Ann interviews talented authors in a variety of literary genres, from urban fantasy and historical romance to autobiography and science fiction. Right Stream Tuesday celebrates the creativity that flows through every author. It also delves into the all-important publishing and marketing aspects of writing, including the benefits and pitfalls of independent publishing versus traditional publishing, and how to effectively use social media for success. Right Stream Tuesday with Daria Ann. Tuesday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
Here we're back in Sanity Power Hour, and hello, who's there?
No, we are. I was happy that Carrie reminded us that we have to take the time to, you know, give yourself that personal gift that only you can enjoy, getting a massage, relaxing, putting your feet up, getting somebody to really take those knots out, that stress out, because whether we want to stress out about the holidays and the family get-togethers or not, it happens, and so we need to take the time to take care of ourselves.
And you have an hour for yourself, and she's very good. It's very relaxing, and she has a very strong hand. She knows what to touch every muscle.
Wow.
And you just lying at an hour and relax. And everybody deserves this, an hour for himself.
All
so,
right. Wow.
We have another call?
Yeah, we do. Let's see. Hi, you've called into the Family Power Hour. What questions do you have for us tonight? Hello?
Well, I would like to know how Dr. Billy has such a, what I would call, a holiday spirit in her heart year-round.
All right.
Loving and caring and giving. Loving, caring, and giving.
And I know who you are, but can you tell us who you are, Mr. Kenneth? Yeah.
Kenneth Applebaum, Boca's photographer.
Oh, so you must be very busy these days. You know, people want to take a photo for the holidays. Tell us about the holidays and your business.
Well, I get a lot of families. One of the jobs that I do at this time of the year is I get a lot of families who are having reunions as a result of the holidays. They may have their grandchildren and their children coming in town, or their children's children or whatever, and they want to take this opportunity to get some awesome memories and photographs of their group. So they call me because they've seen my work on my website and know about me, or seen my work in different galleries around town, and they decide that they would like to have images that they could put up on their wall that they would love and cherish for many years to come. They call me and hire me, and I come out and I photograph them, usually on location.
There was a special setup or a special posing for the holiday?
Well, I don't do a lot of posing. It depends on the family, and usually I attempt to do something different with each family and bring out the essence of the family, bring out the essence of the individuals. I've been photographing people for many, many years. I've been in Boca doing this professionally since 1997. So one of the things that I really work on, and I believe I'm good at, is bringing out the essence in people. So each family is different, and to bring out their essence takes some artwork. Let's put it that way.
Now, when you say that the essence, you're talking about that image that's very complimentary to every member of the family, even when they're, you know, the little three-year-old is making a funny face.
Huh? Well, yeah, usually people want their children and even the younger ones to have a smile on their face. And a lot of times they're not that cooperative. You know, at 3 years old, it's not that easy to get several images, photographs of the family with everybody smiling. So when I say the essence of people and the essence of the family, it's not absolutely necessary for them to be smiling, in my opinion. A lot of times an introspective look, a loving look. One of the photos that I like to take at the end of the session is what I call a lovey photograph, where I ask, usually, depending on the family, and if I also feel that this is part of their essence and part of who they are as a family, I'll ask them to hug each other and give each other love, but looking at the camera at the same time. And a lot of times those are the favorite photos from the session, because it really aren't, you know, in my opinion, in my experience, there's a difference between a snapshot and a true photograph. A true photograph tells a story, and the story that I'm looking for is, like I say, bringing out that essence in the family. A snapshot is going to be, okay, smile, say cheese, and look at the camera. So we get some of those, but I also work on the photographs that bring out their essence and isn't stiff and is more typically loving and showing the love that they have for each other, which is, well, in families, they love each other. So I love to bring that out, and I have an awesome job that I get to work on bringing out people's beauty and people's love for each other and for life, and it's just a great experience for me also. Typically, I like to tell families that it's going to be a family experience. It's, you know, a lot of people drudge having their photos taken, and I work on it being an awesome family experience that's also memorable, the experience itself being memorable. And oftentimes, more than not, that's what it becomes, something that they really enjoyed and enjoyed being with each other, enjoyed being photographed. It is shown in, you can see it in the photograph, their enjoyment, and they're typically enjoying me. And it's just a great way to make a living and to move through life and be with families
in
this way.
You bring beauty and smile to people, and this is really amazing. Kenneth, how people can find you? How they can reach you?
The best way to check out myself is on my newly renovated website. It just took almost a year building it myself and with my webmaster, and that is K-A, like in Kenneth Applebaum, kaphotography.com. And my phone number is 561-994-8921 in Boca.
All right. So thank you so, so much, and happy holidays to you. And thank you for bringing smile to the world.
And I would like to say again that I really admire your spirit and your heart, Dr. Billy. And anytime I have the ability or the need or the opportunity to refer you, I am definitely going to refer you. And a big part of that is, like I say, what I'm calling your holiday spirit and soul that I've seen all year round.
Wow, thank you. I'm speechless, and me to be speechless, you know, it's not easy, but thank you so, so much, and happy holiday, and have a very good evening.
Happy holiday, and thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, Dr. Billy, you're going to follow up with that, you're going to have to let everybody know how to get in touch with you.
I'm really speechless. That's, I'm Dr. Billy Eisenberg, and my phone number is 561-271-7106, and here in Boca, and you can email me, drbeisenberg@gmail.com, and who you are, dear.
I am. Sheena Benjamin Wise, family law attorney here in Florida. I practice primarily in Broward County and Palm Beach, and you can reach me at 954-73-9737. You know, it is really wonderful to give everybody who calls in, small business owners, the opportunity to really share what makes or breaks them during the holidays. So we've had calls from therapists, photographer, massage therapists as well, really talking about, and these are like personal one-on-one kind of professions where they have that, you know, one-on-one relationship with their clients and with their customers and how it impacts them. So as a therapist, how does this time of year affect you?
I'm going to answer this soon, but, you know, when we decided what we're going to have the next show for this year, you know, we decided to really give promote business here in South Florida, because we all working together, we all support each other, and I believe to support each other. And you ask me how I'm dealing with the holiday. It's a very stressful. I know that a lot of we did an episode with the Yvonne Hudson and family,
right.
And we're talking about blended family. So right now I have a lot of phone calls from patients and clients that ask me what I need to do during the selling. What's the best answer to tell my son or my daughter that the law said they need to go to the father of the Christmas and they want to stay with me. So for all of these people who are asking the question, go to the archive and listen to their blended family. It's not easy. It's a lot of stressful.
No.
And I found out a lot of women, especially women, say, you know what, we have to buy a gift. We have to put a gift under the Christmas tree. We don't have money for this. What we need to do? And sometimes, you know, it's something just a small gift. Write something. Find something that is going to be good to the person you want to give. It's not going to need to be a lot of money. So for me and my business, it's a really, really a stressful time for everybody because people wants to hear a good advice. People wants to know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We have another caller, and I think it's going to be very interesting.
Welcome to the Family Power Hour. Who's calling us tonight? Hello?
Hello?
You're on the air. Yep.
Hello, yes.
Hello, David Salomon from All King Barber. Hello, dear.
Yeah, I'm
yes.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. What you can tell about your business and about your business in these days and the holiday days?
Well, my business, first of all, is, I guess, barbershop doesn't really describe it. We are a very upscale barbershop, but we're also a membership club. The majority of our clients are members. They pay once a month, and then they come in as often as they like. So it's a slightly different philosophy. And this time of year, our customers are juggling between wanting to come in more often because they're going to more parties and they're more social events. At the same time, they have so many other pressures. So, you know, we have to do our best to accommodate that. The other thing is that men are, I guess, notorious for not being perhaps as organized when it comes to gift buying at this time of year. So that also presents certain challenges where, you know, they're leaving everything until last minute, and we sometimes have to be a little, you know, forthcoming with ideas for them. Very often we'll get women come into the store, and we are really an exclusive men's barbershop. We only serve men. But very often women will come in not knowing what to get. They perhaps don't want to get another tie. So we give them ideas. Now, we have gift cards that can be used in any one of our 14 locations up and down the country. So you could buy a gift card in our store in Delray Beach, and you can send that to a family member who might live in Connecticut, for example, and they can use it there. The gift cards can be used.
Let me stop you and ask you a question. I'm sorry to stop you. When you say it's a membership, sure. What do you mean?
Well, what I mean by that is, in common with, you know, any other kind of barbershop or salon, you can walk in and have a service. But in addition to that, we offer the option of becoming a member. When you become a member, what happens is, instead of paying every time you come in, you simply just sign for the service. You prepaid monthly, and we have a number of different levels depending on what kind of services our clients are looking for, whether it's just a haircut, maybe they're looking to get a haircut and shave every week. maybe they want to have manicures and pedicures. But very often, you know, there's a lot of guys who would like to do those things, but generally the only option that has been open to them is to go to a salon. They might not feel comfortable. They might feel like they're in a goldfish bowl, can, you know, when most of the people there are women. So it's a place where a man can be a man and get all the services he needs. Membership kind of helps them to think about it a little bit differently. So if you're the kind of guy that says, well, you know, I get my hair cut once a month, that might be because you feel that, well, what's the point in me going after 10 days, 2 weeks, because I'm not going to get value for money. There's not much for them to do. When you're a member, you look at things differently. You say, well, I'll go when I feel I need to go. I'll go every time I'm going out and I want to look my best. You know, the back of your neck, for example, gets bushy way before you need a haircut. So I can go and get a straight razor shave on the back of my neck so it looks sharp.
David, thank you so much. But the only thing that I want to know, how are people going to find you? Where are you located? What's the best number to reach you?
Okay, so we are in Delray on Federal Highway, Southeast 6th Avenue, it's called. And our phone number is 561-272-0003. And we're open 7 days a week. We are opening another location in Boca Raton, which should be about a month from now. You can call that number as well, and you can get through to us in Delray, where we can provide you information about Boca. If you call the Delray number, all the staff know about what's going on in Boca, and certainly advise people
who
are here
at that. Thank you so much, and good luck with the new shop, and happy holiday. Thanks. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great service. Thank you so much, and
thanks.
Good evening.
I see you.
Bye. What a novel idea to have this shop just for men.
Yeah, it's like the old style. You know, they don't. I don't think
no
the
appointment is necessary.
That. No. Doing it the old time when you see the movie, you know, and I don't know how to call the, it's not a knife.
The blade.
Yeah. So it's a great experience. And it's really, I mean, even the decoration there, in fact, the old style is a very nice place. And he's doing a good job.
Okay, here we have another card.
Hello, good evening. You're in Family Power Hour. And yes, what you can tell us?
Hey, you're on Family Power Hour.
Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, this is Nina Sahara.
Yes, and you're calling from where?
Yeah, I'm calling from California.
Oh,
and
right. What time is California right now?
About, I think, 4 or about 5 o'clock almost.
And what's the weather there in California?
It's actually a little cold, but it's pretty nice, sunny and cold. But we get very nice weather out here this winter. Yeah,
it's
we
have in Florida.
How is it in Florida?
Florida is amazing. You know, just in the evening we need a sweater. I mean, are you keeping your AC open? Are you keeping your AC on? No, it's a beautiful. It's not humid. You know, it's two seasons in Florida. It's hot and hot and humid. So now it's just hot. It's a beautiful day. What you can share with us about a holiday there?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of places. I do healing and spiritual counseling. So this is a good time for people to come and get sessions because they're very stressed about all kind of things that's come up for them, like family issues and expectation and just stress of shopping and financial. It's all coming around the holidays for some reason. So when people usually like to come around the holidays and get healing, spiritual communication, clearing up energy blocks at this time, and just also looking at what they what they might want to change through the new year. So it's a really good time to think about how they want to start the new year. So I think the only concern I have around the holidays is that people sometimes are too stressed to come in, or they're too stressed about paying more for anything like luxury. When you start thinking about giving to yourself, sometimes it looks like luxury. So my regular clients continue to come or to continue to call me. I also work over the phone and on Skype.
Where are you in California?
I am in Marin County, which is just north of San Francisco.
Oh, so if people wants to know your number, how can you give us your number?
Yeah. My phone number is 415-342-3007.
And are you a social worker? Are you a clinical?
I'm not a clinical psychology. I am a healer. I do spiritual counseling.
Good. I'm so sorry. I didn't hear.
Yeah.
All right. So can you give my listener a good tip for the holiday?
Yeah, to just to take a deep breath and to slow down a little bit, to observe their body, to observe their thoughts, and to just do what they can do without judgment.
All right.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And so the name of my business is Movement and Spirit.
One more time. Say it one more time.
Movementandspirit.com.
Oh, Movement and Spirit. Oh, wow. It's very catchy. Thank you so much, and I hope the people in California listen and they have the number. And thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Wow, we have people from California. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's amazing when I hear everybody, as you said before, that's about the this lady from California and the photography and the barber and Carrie with the massage. Everybody's dealing with people. Everybody really wants to help people during the holiday.
Yeah,
so it's really amazing.
Absolutely.
So we need to go to the...
We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network. Tune in to Military Monday with host John D. Gresham, author, military historian, and journalist. John delves into a unique aspect of U.S. military history, as well as current events and issues affecting our men and women in uniform. Featuring exceptional guests, military experts, and authors, Military Monday with John D. Gresham entertains, informs, and encourages listeners to support those who put it all on the line for freedom. Military Monday with John D. Gresham. Monday afternoons at 1 o'clock Eastern on the Right Stream Radio Network.
Remember Humpty Dumpty and his great fall? Is it possible that we all have a lot in common with him? Could he have removed his propensity to go splat? Is there anything we can do to remove our own fault lines? Stephen Lewis, the developer of a 24/7 self-healing technology, the AIM program of energetic balancing, believes that in the absence of fault lines, Humpty would have just gotten banged up, a little dirty, requiring a little detailing rather than be put back together. Instead, he broke where he was programmed to age. But unlike Humpty, we can heal our fault lines, remove our potentials for disease instead of counting on others to diagnose or treat our symptoms. How? Visit aimprogram.com. Get Stephen's book, Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, and join the thousands worldwide who are changing their programming and becoming the first in the history of their family with no family history.
All right, we're here again every Wednesday, Family Power. It's a weekly show. And today we opened the lines to promote all the businesses around here. And a lot of people are calling, and we have a lot of questions on the chat. And it's amazing how everybody wants to do something for the holiday. But We have a guest here on our show, and can you introduce yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Sigali Goldring, and I'm a chairman of a nonprofit organization for bereaved families. And this time of the year, it's for them, it's actually more difficult than ever, because this is a time when all the family comes together, when the presence of those who are not with us anymore is very obvious, and they feel it, but they feel it everywhere. And I feel that this is the time that we should come together as families and communities with a lot of warmth and just hug them, just because this time of year, it's somehow more challenging for these families. But I want to acknowledge something that Pnina Zohara said before, the last caller, and she mentioned the fact that especially during the holidays when people have to spend so much money on gifts and they're so busy with organizing family reunions, getting together, traveling around, they have less and less time to give something for themselves. And everything on top of what they expenses that they have to pay for everything seems like luxury. Mm-hmm. So we heard about the massage therapists and other people that called. And I want to ask you, Dr. Eisenberg, and I want to ask you, Sheila, what do you have to say to those people that they don't think about themselves, that everything is, top of everything else, is more as luxury and they don't want to spend nothing about them on themselves?
It's a great question. Do you want to? All right. Sure. I'm telling people, when you're flying, you've been told, in case of emergency, put the mask first on you, and then you can help others. It's the same in the holiday, it's the same as stress. Think about what's the best for you. This provider, it's not expensive. It's not expensive. And if you can treat yourself, you feel more complete, you feel more happy, you feel that you're doing something for yourself, then you can help others. And again, think about yourself. Think about what you deserve for yourself. And special now, the end of the year, that's what you're doing for yourself.
I think to answer our guest's question, I think it's important for us to remember that time is precious, right? And that we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed next Christmas or next Hanukkah season. This is the time to really enjoy every moment and every day that you are given. And if that means taking a moment to do a hair salon trip to Salon Edge and getting your hair highlights and clipped, or going to a massage therapist to, you know, have your body done, or capture the moment in a picture, you know, with the photographer. I think it's important that we stop and we pay attention to what's important, because, you know, friends and families are the most important, because you don't know who will be with us tomorrow. As with your organization, you deal with a lot of families that are going through that.
Yeah. Time is very precious, and enjoy the time to be together. Just let's get to know each other. Ask your family member a question that you never dare to ask. Get to know them. Just listen. You know, try to put all the technical device on the side, all the iPhone, all the Twitter, and just start to talk. I think we just forgot how we can talk with each other, how we can communicate with each other. So this time of the day, the holiday time, it's the best time just to look inside yourself, inside your family, and get to know each other. Maybe it's going to be less divorce after the holiday, but it's a really a precious time, because as Sheena said, and you say, Sigalit, we don't know who's going to be there or what's going to be with you next year. Before we're going to end, because I think it's a very, very important, can you tell something about your, just a few words about the organization?
Yes, Orient to Life organization provides support year-round for bereaved families from Israel. Soldiers that gave their life for the existence of Israel, people that lost their life in terror attacks. And for us, we precious life. We think that life is the most important thing of all. And I think what Dr. Eisenberg and Sheena said here is very, very important. We shouldn't take life lightly. We should pay attention to ourselves. We should pay attention to people we love. We should come together. We should cherish the moment, because nothing guarantees, and we should make the best of every moment that is given to us, especially in this holiday time when we have the chance to see families together with lots of love and support that should last for a year.
With all the people that, especially Israeli, or they heard of hearing you, how they can reach you? What's the best number to call you?
Well, first of all, everybody is welcome to visit our beautiful website, orienttolife.org. They can also call 702-496-9115, and we will be more than happy to answer any questions and to welcome everybody as a part of the organization. We have people that are not from bereaved families that are joining the organization just to support the bereaved family. We would like to raise awareness and for all the community to come together.
All right. Yeah, Thank you so much.
It's so important.
Thank you so much for spending the time and visiting us tonight.
Thank you for inviting me.
And sharing with our listeners what you do and the important work that you do for families. And Billy, you know, I don't take this moment to thank you for being who you are and at this time of year and really saying thank you for everything that you do. You are an amazing friend, and I really do truly love you.
Wow. And again, thank you so much, because we've been friends for so long, and we're doing this show almost 4 months, and we become very close. I feel part of your family. I know your family, you know my family, and special this day. And thank you so much. Be patient with me. Thank you so much that you have a lot of things that I don't have, and I think what you do in your business, helping family in a crisis, and when family getting divorced in the middle of the crisis, you're there to help them. They see you, that anchor, that what you're going to do next. And before we're going to say thank you, please repeat your number again.
Yeah, you can definitely reach our firm at 954-783-9737. You can visit us at our website at wiselawoffice.com. You can send me an email at sbwise@lawoffice.com, or you can tweet me at Wise Law. And again, I serve the South Florida area in Palm Beach and Broward County.
And you are the best. You really are the best, because you're an honest lawyer. I know for all the testimony I heard of you. But I can encourage all of you to go and listen to the archive. Go to the Facebook Family Power Hour, and you can have all the information there. The next 2 weeks you're gonna have the show for the archive. We're gonna come back on January the 8th in a very, very special topic. And let me wish all of you that are there, your family, the business, the children, all of you, happy, healthy, and
prosperous,
and just love. That's what's important. And Sheena, I'm going to give you a kiss.
I love you, everybody.
And thank you so much, and happy holiday for everybody.
All right. Good night, everyone, and enjoy the holiday, and happy new year.
Happy new year, and happy Christmas.